Okie dokie, okay, and we're back in the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're talking in an absolutely riveting conversation with David Dubine, Adapt 2030, a mini Ice Age conversations about this entire debacle, the truth about what's happening in this grand Mauler minimum, which is superimposed on top of the chemtrailing geoengineering and all the rest of it. And just before we come to your book, I want to spend some time. You might read some extracts from your book if it's to hand there. But this fight for, we got to, caught there in some ads. The fight for North Africa. That's I'll just add one small thing to it. I don't know a lot about it. Macron actually said recently in a speech about a few months ago, our future is in Africa. I think he let that slip. So, and he represents the Rothschilds. He worked for them, they financed them. And he let that slip badly, didn't he?
He did. Now, as we get into this section of the conversation, I encourage all listeners out there to see how much interference comes into our words here, how much static is on the line. Because I find, just routinely, when I talk about this subject, there's always seems to be dropouts or there seems to be some interference as we move forward. See, right now it says poor connection on my Skype. I knew something like this was happening. So this is a very contentious point that I want to talk about here, and it's something very real. There's going to be so many changes going on societally anyway that many things are going to collapse and reform into different systems. So that's just kind of what happens in a grand solar minimum. Your best guide to see the history, everybody always asks me, well, what's the crystal ball? How do I know the timeline? What's going to happen? How can I see the future? And I always say a history book. Because these cycles are well known, and all you have to do is, once you know the time period which it occurred, let's say Maunder minimum, 1640 to say 1710, or we can even say 1640 to 1700 even, look at a history book and look, really see what happened during that time in terms of food price rises, the economic contraction, and then re-expansion as new inventions and ideas came out to alleviate the problems. You know, people are quite ingenious. It's going to be a constriction point in the beginning. And then it's going to be so tumultuous that people will come up with new ideas to bring us past these pain points, if you will. And then there was a lot of population migration. Well, back then it was just too cold. People couldn't live in Norway. They couldn't get their supplies delivered into the ports, so they left. You know, and then they find great migrations occurring at this time. And look how many new trade routes were established between 1640 and 1700. Across the planet, all these superpowers at that time went out looking for new food grow zones, etc. So we're going to see the same thing again, and you see it in 1200 AD. You see it back in 535 AD. It affects everywhere from Asia to North America, Africa, and everything in between is affected. It's a global event, so we should see changes like this happening as well. So your best glimpse into the future is a history book. And we know for sure that new grow zones get taken over, or areas that grow food are occupied during these times. So why would it be any different this time?
That's why a TV kind of historian guy, Tony Robinson here, he's done many documentaries on the peasant revolt. Well, it was 1840. That was the tail end of a climate disaster as well. And that was the famous peasant revolt in Britain at the time. So, but he doesn't mention that, of course, in his piece. He did. He did a video TV documentary on it, but that was left out, amazingly. But if we went back and did more research, you could build that into it. But no, the history books have to be rewritten about considering, you know, when they take out cores of ice from the Arctic, they can pick up the amount of carbon in the atmosphere going back hundreds and hundreds of years. And the same thing as geologists and agricultural engineers can check the climate through trees. Trees, let's say 300 or 400 year old trees. There's plenty of those in the UK. They can, when they test them, by sample, they cut them up. They can see exactly how the climate was. There's no shortage of evidence at all. But again, we live in a world of total propaganda and lies. The information age is a double, triple-edged sword, etc., etc. But give us a run through what your book, not the book, but the gist of the way your book is divided up, climate revolution, okay?
Yeah, now what we're talking about here with the immigration, seemingly that's disturbing societies with this cultural enrichment that's not really culturally enriching by taking all these different religions and peoples and belief systems and mashing them together at just such volumes that there's no longer integration, it's just overwhelmingness. Well, if I was a leader of a world and government body, leaders of the planet, I would understand that our society is going to be disrupted anyway. So it really doesn't matter if you toss a bunch of other disruption in there first. A, it will give you a full cover story for what's happening. And then B, you know, to get these people out of the grow zones to be able to occupy them more easily. We did not talk about that in the book because it was too contentious and we wanted to keep it pure science. So the book itself is 222 pages. The first half of the book just details how this grand solar minimum works through the centuries, going back, you know, 8,000 years at the heat spikes that were registered. You talk about the ice cores. Those ice cores go back, you know, a couple hundred thousand years, go back almost 400,000 years, and we can see the climate cycles from full ice ages into specifically dissecting the last 10,000 years of temperature spikes up and down. So we detail how the sun effects and what they've seen in the ice core records, the coral records, the lake core drilling sediment records, the ice rafting or offshore, you know, when icebergs have rocks in them. If there's more melting, you're going to get a more amount of rock layers drifting and then melting and dropping into the ocean. So then they dig up cores like this and they can see where there was bigger layers of rocks and thing in there because there was more ice drifting offshore. So they deposited more sediment of a certain type in a certain area. So we go through the science of it, and then we go into the prehistory of it, how it affected society, and then the second part of the book is all about the solutions. Okay, great. It's good to talk about the problem so you can understand it and explain it to other people so you don't come from fear, but you need to understand the solution at that point is what. So then the last half of the book is all about taking your own food sovereignty back, taking your own water sovereignty back, taking the sovereignty of your own life back in terms of being self-sufficient, and many ways to build and get ready for these changes. Now, everything's hyperlinked in the book as well. So if you don't know how to build a Wallapini greenhouse, or if you don't know anything about greenhouses, we link to documents in there that have full engineering diagrams and then also the DIY end of it. So you could do both. If you have somebody who can design or cut metal for you, you can give them those diagrams. And we walk through everything with all these PDFs and linked research inside there. I think there's about 300 hyperlinks within the 222 pages that allows you to jump out then into websites. So if we talk about the 20 easiest root vegetables to grow in cold weather situations, we talk about a couple of them, but what we did is then we linked out to a website where it has the grow guides for all 20 different types of vegetables. You know, and we do this greenhouse as well. We send you to the diagrams on how to build a greenhouse. We send you to all these diagrams, how to create BEAM, which is a soil enrichment enhancer, how to create your own BEAM microbe soil, you know, and how to do everything yourself so you can take your own energy and your own sovereignty back to be able to grow your own food, to supply your families, neighborhoods, and be able to share this information. And we link to the PDFs because then you can download that and save it in your own files, you know, instead of having just a website. So we took an enormous amount of time. Writing the book was one part. But then finding the correct hyperlinks to put in to make sure you got the best information, that was a whole other thing. That took us weeks, two people working together, weeks to go through and find the very best of information to hyperlink to.
That sounds like 2 or 3 years' work. But no, that's fantastic. And to give that title again, and I'm going to ask you a follow-up question, it's Climate Revolution. Is there a subtitle on
climate
that?
Climate Revolution, Surviving the Grand Solar Minimum, Understand, Adapt, and Thrive. And that's the way we took it, is because once you have this information, you'll be able to explain it to others. You'll be able to take your own. Once you understand the problem, you can very much come up with a better solution versus coming from fear. And that's the reason we wrote the book. No fear. Understand it. And then come up with better solutions. That's what the whole reason we did it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is worth doing a program with that.
Climate Revolution. It's available on PayHip.
PayHip, P-A-Y.
And PJ, I want to add one last thing in here. It's on PayHip, P-A-Y-H-I-P. But you can just put in Climate Revolution in PayHip, or you can put up Climate Revolution inside a search engine. We decided to self-publish because the Amazon censors that are out there.
Okay, just careful. I send this an email to you, Julie. There is another book out there, a similar title. It's a kiddies book. So just the subtitle is very important to run with that, by the way. Climate Revolution.
Yeah, put the name in, David Dubai, and you'll be able to find it easily.
No, but Climate Revolution, Surviving the Grand Solar Minimum, that's actually the full title of the book. I know it's a subtitle, but that's important.
Yes.
It really is. Okay, fine. And another thing, that's a very good phrase you use, take back your sovereignty on water, water and food. And parallel to that, you will automatically take back your looking after your own health, take it away from Big Pharma, who like to own your ailments and your disease and own you. As I say, when you enter a doctor's surgery, you're not number one, you're number five. Like the doctor's looking after his income, his membership of the AMA, his membership of the NHS, his wages, his salary. He's a pimp for Big Pharma. And number five, that's you. And I've written a piece on that. I'll do it another day. So take back your sovereignty on all those levels. Most people have the confidence to buy their own food and get their own water. They will have the confidence to take back the management of their own health as well. Would you agree?
I would, in a full circle, because what you're putting into your body, do you know where that comes from and how many processed foods are we eating? But if you're able to grow your own healthy, nutritious food, because you're putting your own energy into that food. And, you know, they've done so many studies of when you put your energy into that and those plants are growing through your energy because you're watering them, you're talking to them, maybe you're the one who put them in the ground, that energy comes back to you directly for you. And they find that the vibration frequency of those plants is very much more matched to you because of the care and the love that you gave to those plants to bring them up from a seed into when you can harvest them. It's very different. It's like that that vibration energy from that food nutrition is matched to your vibrational energy signature as well inside your body. Absolutely.
I think I sent you a reference. It's a parallel issue. That interview that's done with Gemma Doherty with David Waugh, who's an environmental scientist in Ireland, explaining in detail the horrors of chlorinated water. The water in Ireland for 40, 50 years is fluoridated water. And it's doing shocking damage to people and exacerbating health problems. But that's again, just parallel. That's a shocking thing. And I'm a horrendous tea drinker, 10 mugs of tea a day. And the tea bags, and the tea has chlorine. I didn't know that, chlorine in it. And the tea bags, unfortunately, it's hard to get tea that's not in tea bags, has bleach in it. The tea bag paper is full of bleach. So I'm doing shocking damage to myself. So I'm trying to get around that by going to a place in called Fodder and Herbert to get a tea that doesn't have chlorine in it. And even the packet of salt I have here, it has, I'll let the next
iodine. Place
go and get it. No, we need the iodine. It's, I'll get it, drag it in here at the next break and I'll tell you what it is. It's shocking because where salt is mined, there's natural traces of
arsenic or some ridiculousness.
Yeah, I'll name it after this break. I was telling Deagle this one. Deagle used to be on this program, on this network, about when I was on the road, I never got food poisoning, and reps like me who did shocking mileage, 65,000 miles a year, and eating in 60 different places a month, if you're on a monthly call cycle with customers. I said I ate deep-fried chicken and chips and a lot, and I never got food poisoning. And Deagle said to me, he said, you do know you're full of arsenic. I said, what? He said, arsenic is a growth promoter in chicken feed. Small amounts of it, okay. So, in theory, I shouldn't be here, right? As such, but there you are. But,
no, that's a great point. You know, yeah, that's a great point because your human body is so much more resilient than you think it would be in terms of trying to fight off diseases, sickness, etc. I think your body will morph also in these changes to be much more hardy. That's why we always think of these people back in the past as so resilient, you know, mountain men, if you will, and just like hardy settlers and this kind of thing. Well, you know, their bodies were adjusting and they were way rougher and tougher than we are today, I'm sure.
They had the immune system of a rhinoceros, basically, and we're so protected on one level, but also chemically pickled on another level. But it's a vast subject. But it's about basically living, food, water, and good quality food is about your health and well being and existence. It's a mega subject. It really is. But I think people are slowly coming around to that in the world of propaganda we live in. It's just truly shocking. But, no, that's great that there's a book out there, and, that it has the it's not doomsday, it's a shocking subject, the Grand Soldier Minimum, but you're putting out a book with solutions as well. That's outstanding. Absolutely outstanding, that, because that is the second follow-up question people would ask you. And people ask me, because of the subject matter of this program, I deal with all these subjects. And it's depressing. I try to dig out good news stories and victories, But wow, it's a shocking one. But the fight back on 5G, I think, will be very big in Britain, by the way. And I was talking to at AAB10, Patrick Henningsen, and he's saying it's probably the best key in the lock to unlock all of this as well. Well, it has to be, because it's the number one thing we're going to be hit with. But and again, people need the confidence of fighting and winning on a major thing like that. I think that's also true. It's like, that's why we get such crap politicians. Everything's coming at us, not from us, etc., etc. But I won't go into that. I've no large part of my life involved in vicious politics, etc., etc. But no, that is you've covered a lot of ground very quickly. That is very, very good. Climate revolution. Surviving the grand solar minimum. Have I got that right there?
That is right, because it is about surviving, but also, you know, we put a couple extra words in there: thriving, mm-hmm. adapting, understanding. Because mm-hmm. it's not about you're just going to sit in a room somewhere and eat canned food for 30 years. That's no life. It's all about taking steps and measures so you can actually continue to live a life as you have now, but in a much more abundant fashion mm-hmm. as these changes are moving through our mm-hmm. societies and our global landscape economically. Because I really envision mm-hmm. a change of monetary system as well coming through this time. And we talk about that in terms of how every mm-hmm. fiat money has collapsed up to this point. The only ones that are in existence are the ones we're using now that haven't collapsed yet, but they will in the future. Because going back in all mm-hmm. recorded history, every fiat currency before the ones we're using now have collapsed. So why would ours be any different? Well, the only thing that allows our fiat mm-hmm. money system to keep running is the belief that it's worth something. Now, in these changes we envision mm-hmm. with all these food price increases and lack of availability of food moving forward as we every single year into 2028, when we really get some significant shortages, our money system is mm-hmm. not going to be able to cope with that. So value will change. Mm-hmm. The credit system won't be there like we're used to it today. So there'll be significant changes in the way we buy, sell, trade. You know, and this is all talked about in the book, too. I mean, how do you protect yourself moving through the whole financial economic landscape? Again, we need to look at the past. What was the most tradable items? And how would you bring that into a modern world? I mean, we're not going to be using gold and silver too much to trade things. It just doesn't, it's not going to work on a global scale. But would it work in a more regional locale? Maybe. But what are the other things that were really very valuable that were traded through history? Things like salt, tools, seeds, animals, ammunition, all these kind of things moving forward. And, you know, we reference this account called A Year in Hell, where the Bosnian war survivors talked about how quickly the onset of the siege of the cities occurred within a week. And then they were blockaded in there and they ran out of everything. And then what were the, you know, most barterable items? Well, we envision something the same thing. As our economy keeps constricting and the amount of available supplies is going to constrict and constrict, what would you try to buy for now to prepare some of these items? Super simple things. Bleach, ammonia, salt, these kind of things that were all traded through history. And I keep referencing salt again. I can't reference salt highly mm-hmm. enough. It used to be traded for its weight in gold. Yeah. So these are the kind of things really? We talk about. Wow. Oh, yeah, it used to be its, well, worth its weight in gold.
Well, you can talk about that with great authority. You were a buyer, a coffee buyer, and I'm sure you dealt in futures and that. Did you? That you understand commodities very, very well. You remind people of that. That the key commodities that, I remember somebody saying about 25 years ago that all things were risk. But he said certain things I would buy and store, keep like gold. He said one of them was coffee. I don't think was he exaggerating. Some guy, an investment guy, said about 25 years ago that it would always hold its value if you bought well in the beginning. Has coffee held its value over the years?
It's gone through ups and downs, but I think as 25-year-old coffee would be a little expired now. I don't know if I'd get a second cup of that.
well, buying the futures of it, you know, the futures.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay. Nigel Farage was a steel's futures trader, by the way. I'll tell you about him in a minute. But okay, we're going to this first break, and I'll give you that answer about the salt after the break. Okay, take care.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming back in from the break, this is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're having an absolutely riveting conversation with David Dubine on the Grand Solar Minimum and all the outflow of that, and his outstanding book, which I would truly hope to get my hands on soon, Climate Revolution, Surviving the Grand Solar Minimum, which is all about solutions to this. I found my packet of salt here, by the way, and here's what I'll read out for you. Contains salt, anti-caking agent, and sodium ferrocyanide. Isn't that nice? They're stating that that's what's in it as well. A common garden packet of salt. Ferrocyanide. I don't think that's exactly useful to the digestion system, eh? What do you reckon?
I have no idea what that is, ferrocyanide. I am not a scientist. I'm not a chemist, I should say.
Well, I don't imagine it's good. ferrocyanide. Cyanide. That pack has been sitting beside me on the table.
Yeah, the cyanide is the one that you talk about. You know, I think like the Jim Jones, what's that, Jamestown, Guyana thing, cyanide. But
the Kool-Aid. Now, that's where the phrase the Kool-Aid.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
you get clobbered with everything, but I'm very bad. I tried even better. Their eating habits, but I've an incredibly low metabolic rate, extremely low. So my weight stays on with yellow fat, and I'm trying to get the three key elements that break that down. And then with the the minimal amount of diet and modification and exercise, I might live a bit longer. But having a low metabolic rate when you put on weight, you are trapped. Anyway, I won't bore you with my problems. But that's riveting information. Talk about value for money with David Devine. There's no money involved. He's not getting paid. I'm not getting paid. But his book, I think, is whenever it comes up. And just to confirm, on I've been chasing a book, which I have here on the table, a complimentary book to an outstanding guy. Just briefly, I made this analogy before, but it's, what I'm coming to is Amazon, how dangerous they are. Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime, that was an outstanding book. I got that easily 4 years ago. How Big Pharma Has Corrupted Medicine, a great read. And the criminality of the things. And this sister book that I'm reaching over here to get is Deadly Psychiatry and Organized Denial, how people are badly attacked by doctors and psychiatrists, not helped. And it's an outstanding book by a man who's a whistleblower. It took me 3 years to get that book. They pulled it off so many times, I missed it, and I had to have a row with this publisher, People's Press in Copenhagen, and finally they battered Amazon. They put it back on sale for 3 days, and it's gone off again, and I got the last copy. But anyway, Amazon, you're dead right, is treacherous beyond words. Anything that's telling the truth about natural medicine or the global warming, they will attack it that way. And that's you're trying to get around that by self-publishing, yeah?
Yeah, I'd sent you a copy in your email. If you open your email up, you'll see a hyperlink in there that'll take you directly over to my copy of the book that I have as a promo copy. Good. So you should be able to, it's a Dropbox link, so you should be able to grab into that and take a look. Yeah, but the Amazon, as we move forward, the amount of censorship in terms of, this is going to be a controlled demolition here. They're not going to just let everybody be suddenly awake as to what's happening, because the financial system will be in jeopardy at that point. And again, it's all about the money. Follow the money. If you start pulling all your money out of your 401k, you start selling your stocks, you're pulling your money out of the bank, and instead of leaving it in there for whatever it is, you're buying supplies to get ready for this. A couple million people, that's really not going to rock the system too much. But if half a billion people do that, or 1 billion people get on board and say, I'm not going to save my money in this traditional financial system, I'm going to use those funds right now to go buy things, physical goods, right now to get ready for all these changes, the fractional reserving system would fall apart, and the overnight loans and all these other things that we look to keep our, well, not myself, but the way that this traditional financial system keeps afloat, is it's just a shell game of money shuffling night after night and scraping the interest off of that. Well, that wouldn't work any longer. If you had half a billion people take their money out of the markets collapse. That's purely and simply the way it would be. So I think that's the reason they're not really coming clean about a lot of this grand solar minimum, because it would affect the money flow.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, just a statistic that came out again this week, it's imagine Germany, who used to be the pillar of financial integrity since World War II, the way they managed their money, et cetera, et cetera. Deutsche Bank are in the hole for $49 trillion. $49 trillion. I'm reading it off the screen here. An accurate report. $49 trillion in derivatives. Now, they're trying to shore up this bank, shore it up, but it's going to go down. They laid off 1,800 people. That's a tiny glitch. At $49 trillion. That's the insanity in banking. There has been no banking regulation since Glass-Steagall was abandoned by Larry Summers and Bill Clinton, which was an outrageous attack on the financial systems. The multinationals running everything has got us where we are. But $49 trillion, wow. How about that?
Well, I've been saying since the beginning, they would engineer a financial collapse of all financial collapses to lock people in place so they wouldn't be able to transit to new locations. Because once these grow zones are occupied and the powers that be have control of the grow zones, they're not going to want you to upend and then go start living in all these areas they've set aside on the planet for the last two decades. They're going to lock you in place by collapsing the financial system.
Indeed. Now that's the next thing, yeah. Okay, we'll go to the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, and we're talking to, on the bottom report, we're talking to David Dubine about this mega, mega subject and how it reaches into every area of our lives and the grand solar minimum and the genuine natural occurrence of a big climate change that is go on for maybe 25 years. Freeze-dried food, which is not a big thing here in the UK at all. It's quite well known in America and on the alternative media, but your average person would have to be dealing with I don't think they could do that on their own, could they? Freeze-dried food?
You can. You have home units. Like, you could dehydrate your own food as well, but that takes far less energy. But dehydration takes it down to, I think it's minus 100 C, and then over the day, the water evaporates out of there. Sublimation, if you will, and then the food is, you're able to rehydrate at a later date. It takes much more electricity to run that process, but they do have home units to be able to do that.
Okay, so, gotta look that up. People should
But you can't you can't do, you know, that much each day. You'll be able to do pounds for sure, but you're not going to be able to do tons like Bird's Eye Company or something where they have massive you know, freezers in there that are able to dehydrate, you know, tons per hour. And it won't happen like that. But you could still do some of your own preparation, specifically dehydrating, too. Think about how many things you could dehydrate over an evening. You could use an oven, even if you want to come down to it. We dry basil leaves in a small little bread oven, and then we powderize that kind of stuff. Any kind of leaves you can do yourself in a small oven, as long as you leave the oven door open a little bit.
The key thing about freeze-dried, it has a very long life. You hear some of these companies who are supplying freeze-dried food, and some of them are very good. I won't go into listing them now, but that's supposed to have a 25-year life for the freeze-dried food. Is that accurate, yeah?
I would say yes, and especially if you're packing it in Mylar bags and be able to keep it for much longer duration of time. And again, you know, when we're looking at – I want to take you back through historical past here. You know, this Grand Solar Minimum, the Maunder Minimum, that's the most famous. They've done so many reconstructions of the barley prices and the wheat prices back from 1640 to, say, 1710. Now, what they found was some of the prices would spike 4 to 7 times the original price, but then they would have a couple good harvest years, and then the prices would come off, and it would drop back down to something very similar before the massive price rises. But back then, you know, will this just-in-time delivery and the global shipping alleviate price spikes of 4 to 7x as they experienced back in the Maunder Minimum? Or will it actually go to 14 to 20x now because we have more people on the planet? Wow. But what is a known, though, this is the thing that should put you a little bit at ease, is that even though there were bad years in the Maunder Minimum, there were also some years that were normal, okay years that they got, you know, far more abundant harvest than they had in previous years. But it would skip in. They'd have 4 bad years, 2 good years, 2 bad years, 1 good year, and then it would come back 4 bad years, but then 4 good years. And it skipped through like this, and you could see these very discernible spikes of 4 to 7X. Just about every decade, wow, it would jump up 4X, 7X, then it would drop back down for a few years, then back up again, back down again, back up again, back down again, during the whole duration of the Maunder Minimum. So it's more like a bad weather age, and everything's not going to just become cold and stay constantly cold. You'll have some decent harvest years, but you're going to have a lot more bad harvest years. But we have a lot more mouths to feed on the planet at this time, so not really exactly sure where the pricing would go based on historical precedent. See, we can learn from history. Can we forecast? Yes, we can forecast. But can we forecast the price rises? I'm not really sure. I don't have that answer. Maybe somebody else does.
Sure, sure. Well, no, that's an impossible one, yeah. That's for sure. What's the difference between the two titles there? Am I mixing them up? The Grand Solar Minimum and the Maunder Minimum. Are they two different? Explain the difference between those two phrases, or is it one and the same thing?
Well, the event is the Grand Solar Minimum. But the time that it occurred, the Maunder Minimum, that was so the names of the astrophysicists or scientists at that time who had named it. So Maunder is a real person. That's a real person's last name, and they were credited with pointing out the declines in solar activity leading into this. Oort, O-O-R-T, you might have heard of the, you know, when we talk about celestial objects, the Oort cloud. Well, that's the same person who was named after the Oort Minimum, because they also, looking back through history, pointed out that, hey, there was a Grand Solar Minimum at this time. And then we have the Wolf Minimum and the Sporer Minimum. These are all scientists. So the Grand Solar Minimum is the actual event. But as we go back in time, they have different names for the same event, just in what time period of history. Like the late antique Little Ice Age. There's no name for that one as in terms of a scientist identifying it. So it's termed as late antique Little Ice Age, but it itself, that was the most tumultuous Grand Solar Minimum in the last 2,000 years, occurred about 1,500 years ago. Took down everything on this planet. Everything went bye-bye, restructuring of the entire planet's civilization at that point, because they had three VEI 7 and 8 eruptions going on at that time.
Name that era, the years, what was that year again that happened?
Started 535 is kind of the start date, 535. But they also go back to 530. Things started to get really weird in the weather. 532, 33, you'll see famines and crop losses. And then they had the VEI 7s. There were two of those. And then there was a VEI 8. And that just blanked our planet with dust for a decade after that. Nothing grew. And it was a full reset button for our societies at that point. Everything collapsed then. You know, you look at that, was really kind of the very end of the Roman Empire, too. I mean, some big empires went down at that time. South America, Asia, it was the end of the many dynasties and the Kofun Empire. You know, you go back in Japan, Chinese history, Korean history, they were wiped out as well. It was a significant cooling event. brought on mm-hmm. by volcanic ash around the planet.
Wow, yeah. And I'm trying to stay logical about this. The effects of the Yellowstone Park, the pyroclastic, what do you call it, the possible eruption of that underground, Yellowstone Park, that it goes off every 100,000 years. It's over 100,000 years late now, and Steve Quayle has done massive research on that. And he's speaking at a special conference in September in Branson, Missouri, with National News, Mike Adams, on all these subjects, etc., etc. I don't know if you know about that. Somebody on RBN was saying, is Mike Adams gone completely off his head? No, sir. He's dealing with the documents these psychopaths in the deep state have published. I won't go into it today, but after human existence, what do you call it, that they intend getting into the cyborg era, etc., etc. But I suppose we need you to talk about, there's a lot of talk on the internet, I know, it's about psychopaths, narcissists, sociopaths, psychopaths, narcissists, and again, the entire pedophile brigade. The most of these people, were looking back at some of the companies I worked in, and people I did not like at the top of these companies, I can, now that I understand the meanings of those phrases, sociopaths, psychopaths, and narcissistic personalities, I can apply it exactly to some of the people I found revolting. And they're usually the heads of these companies. I don't suppose you find that surprising. Huh?
No, but I do like Mike Adams' work. I appreciate what he does in The Health Ranger and how, yeah. You know, he'd been kicked off YouTube, been removed from all social media just for saying, hey, you can have control over your own health by using this, that, or the other, instead of diving into big pharma, something that'll make you sick that you need a secondary or tertiary medicine to try to offset one of the side effects. Why don't you just use this mm-hmm. more natural Vedic medicine, something, you know, that's been known for thousands mm-hmm. and thousands of years through so many cultures, yet he got demonized because he pointed those very simple things out.
Indeed, absolutely. But no, the propaganda war, and there's a massive campaign starting now, I'm not going off the side subject because it's a part of the same evil we're fighting, funded by billions of dollars by Big Pharma, to get into legislation that anybody who criticizes or attacks vaccinations regarded as a vaccination denier, like a Holocaust denier. I mean, that's what they're trying to get into law now in Europe and in America. This is really evil beyond words.
Yeah, well, then look at the same thing. They're trying to use those same trigger words again. Oh, you're a climate denier. So again, we come mm-hmm. into this whole denier kind of lexicon where they do try to demonize you. And I want to go off on an off subject here for AOC mm-hmm. and that merry band of four marauders to call, you know, detention mm-hmm. facilities for illegals coming over the border to be housed in the United States as concentration camps. That is a slap mm-hmm. in the face to truly what happened in Europe during World War II. That is such an affront to what happened in our mm-hmm. history, that we knew how many people died mm-hmm. and really the true atrocities that went and took place in Europe during World War II. And see, they're trying to use all this lexicon to bring that back, and they're just so minimizing everything that happened at that point. And, you know, they're just trying to flip mm-hmm. the lexicon of what's approved language, approved speech, what's not, how do you label people, how do you demonize people. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're supposed to learn from history and not repeat these same mistakes, but it seems as we're going straight down the same road again. Because the Gang of Four with the Cultural Revolution in China, and now we have the mm-hmm. Squad of Four back in America. I mean, how close can you yep. get with the brown shirts and the shock troops to the university students right mm-hmm. now and the leftist agendas and socialism? God, it is so oh, yeah. close to what went on in the Cultural Revolution in China. And now they're bringing the same. You can't oh, yeah. say that. You can't talk about that, or you'll be labeled as this. You know, it keeps going again and again and again. There's too many parallels now. It scares me a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Exactly on that point, if you go and pull it up during the program or on the break, Dave Hodges, the Common Sense Show, he has reproduced the words that have been banned in Colorado State University. There's about 100 of them. You're not allowed to use keywords. Now, that is breaks all barriers of bizarre carry-on. Colorado State University... The list of words that are banned, I'll pull it up on the next break and I'll quote them to you. It's just shocking. It's George Orwell to the power of 10 or power of 4. It is just unbelievable. And he used to go to that university, but he said he wouldn't touch it with a barge pole now. His son is growing up. But it's not to mention outside Denver. I lived in Denver in 1991. and it was a very good place then. But Boulder, which is California on speed in Colorado. Boulder is the New Age Freak Society of Colorado. I don't know if you've ever visited there, but all the New Age freakies of California, they migrated to Boulder, Colorado. That's the New Age situation of Colorado. That's another subject. But CSU, I'll pull up some of it during the break and just quote a few words from it. It is shocking. This changing, attacking, political correctness gone mad in terms of words. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and I'll add one there, PJ, for you. The Colorado list now just included American as being a no-say word or usable word. Because if you say American, it's not inclusive now. And I'm like, wait a second. They're banning the word American because it's not inclusive. Yeah. So you can't say the word American in a Colorado university. You can't use it in your term papers. You can't use it in your thesis or dissertations. It's banned. Like, if you use those words, those professors have the right to fail your paper for using non-approved language in a university class. It's beyond going into, this doublespeak here that we're into, this strange new world.
You're super alert, my man. You must be working 20 hours a day. You're on the case there. That only came out there from that site, from David Hodges. And his father used to work for the Deep State. He has very good contact. He used to be on this network, but he departed. But anyway, I don't have to explain to you. You saw that list. It's just outrageous beyond words. It's unreal, etc. And I wonder the Denver Post. Well, that's a paper I used to advertise for my fencing work in Colorado. would publish that. It used to be an old stream paper, but life has changed so much. It's shocking. But political correctness is a disease of censorship. That's shocking. I don't need to tell you that. It shuts down conversation, research, and development. And the scientific magazines now, time and time again, who ganged up on Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who exposed the thing on vaccinations, have his vaxxed video here. Amazon have pulled that. I got the last one through Amazon after much fighting. The vax video has now been completely pulled off Amazon, just for the record. But there you are.
That is just too dangerous for your eyes to view and your ears to hear. That is just too dangerous. How dare you have an alternative opinion? Oh, my, we need to silence that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But Bezos is a foot soldier of the deep state. Well, they gave him $400 million to buy the software that Amazon develops, even better than the NSA. So they bought him $400 million. So he bought the Washington Post for that. And he is an absolute integrated part of the deep state. I mean, viciously so. But how Trump, again, no monopoly laws in America worth a damn, or in Britain. These multinationals from coffee outfit, not paying tax in Britain, or Google, or those over in Dublin, almost in a tax-free zone, which is an outrage. But she's a small little person, O'Doherty, running a massive campaign against them on the streets of Dublin. So European headquarters of Google there, of Facebook, and also Apple are based there as well, and I'll ask you those three. But it'll surely, they're wearing yellow jackets. So, and you know, at that AV10, we had the young solicitor girl from which Brian Gerrish is going to have his way. He's looking after her down on, she was attacked viciously by the French security services. She was solicitor for the yellow jacket, the yellow vests. And they give out her name. It's Georgia, met her, Georgia Pulikon. And they're looking after her in down south. But very understated man. People who don't know who I'm talking about, very, very understated man, but very effective person. He's the brains behind that AB10. I know it's Ian Crane. It's his event. But he's 15 years of this, and he pulled this all together, that we now have a patriot movement in America. And their program, and I recommend it to people, I don't mind saying it, this program, to find out what's going on in the UK, and specifically ukcolumn.org, Brian Gerrish and Mike Robinson, Patrick Henningsen, he's an American guy, and David Scott on those, and David Ellis exposing what's going on, including Theresa May. Oh, probably only one more few days of her signing up to European Defence Union without putting it through Parliament. Well, surely a lawsuit will blow that out of the water, maybe. But shocking deceit and betrayal at every level. I mean, I know the phrase, come at the hour, come at the man. That happened with Winston Churchill and a few people down the ages, but I don't see the man right now, do you, who could come? And certainly won't be Boris Johnson, by the way. But then we have a new Prime Minister next week. But although if he does get us out of the European Union, he'll have some credibility. But if he doesn't, I tell you, he'll be toast within days after the 31st of October. You're coming to Britain around that time. That's when we leave, supposedly the next deadline to leave the UK. But if we don't, I think Don Johnson, I think the mobs will be on the street at that stage, possibly. And it also, Ian Crane exposed the fact that Extinction Rebellion, they're a group on the streets here, environmental group. It now looks like they're financed by George Soros and the state here. Okay, we'll go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Coming back in with Moon River and Acrobook. I'm not laughing, but it's a multi-layered crisis world with all the things we were talking about. But to, as you said, to tell people gradually about this. You can't tell people gradually about 5G. That has to be attacked head on. I agree with that. But maybe, as I said, Patrick Henningsen was saying at the event, we were talking to him, with Deborah Tavares back in May, that it's a good lead into everything, really. Because people get to see that they're being attacked by the government, and then this natural event in a normal world, which we never had for 40 years, people could be reasonably informed quickly about the Maunder minimum. But with this overloading of information of bad news, it's a problem, isn't it? It's a mega, mega problem. You're doing a massive contribution to it, and you're giving all that information out free. But it's a mighty problem. It really is. On so many levels.
Yeah, so I wanted to maybe launch into something here, because when I presented at AB10, you know, I listened to David Ellis and then Patrick Henningsen also discussing about this EU Unified Defense Force. But the timelines also match up with the incredible intensification of the Grand Solar Minimum in the first year, is what we consider, myself among others, as the first global food shocks. And that matches up exactly year for year with what the rollout plans for the EU Unified Defense Force are, in terms of having the highway system completed, having the 5G completely rolled out across Europe, the United States, North America, Australia, and many other places. And then also the EU neighborhood-friendly policy implemented, where that EU Unified Defense Force can then go into North Africa and occupy it. Now, this all stands on the same exact timeline, where everything needs to be completed. All of it needs to be completely installed by 2023. Well, the timeline that we have for the Grand Solar Minimum is the global awareness starts in 2021. These shortages that we're seeing with canned goods across the United States at the moment, the really low harvest figures coming out globally for so many crops, people are going to wonder why their food prices have risen so much next year. And people will start their own research and information, you know, delving and searching, you know, 2020. But I do believe that by 2021, it will be globally aware, in your face, that this Grand Solar Minimum is here. Now, how will the populace react to that point? The awareness begins in 2021. The food, what we consider the food shocks, 2023 to 2025, we might get a good harvest year around 26 or something. But Valentina Zarkova says, now, quote, this is a quote, governments need to start stockpiling food right now for the shortages that will occur from 2028 to 2032. Now, that's from the premier, one of the premier solar physicists on our planet here, telling us that the amount of available food we'll be able to grow in 2028 is only going to be half or less than half of what we grow today. And governments need to stockpile food for those lean years. Now, you know, and it's going to keep stepping down. We're going to have these bigger steps down as we move through the Grand Solar Minimum. But it's just so interesting how the military and the communications industry and the high-tech industry is all moving lockstep with their plans for these rollout dates that match the Grand Solar Minimum. So it's a little coincidental, maybe quirky, that everything's matching date-wise. I don't know what you think about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, to quote some very clever people down the years who said that study statistics and all the rest, truthful people, coincidences hardly ever happen. And for coincidence of those five or six major things to be synced in together, they know exactly what's going on, and that's what's behind it. And the considering the BBC has so many MI5 officers that I can identify, and I know somebody's who knows who exactly who they are. It's a propaganda. All the media now is propaganda, and journalists are highly paid. But investigative journalists, so many of them have been killed over the last 5 years, and natural. Medicine doctors has been, I think Mike Adams has the list, it's up to about 80 people now have disappeared and suicided, etc. Anyway, we'll go to this break and then we have a very good hour in the next hour. Okay.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.